or leads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the atmosphere is reloading to drop damaging and dangerous storms from Texas to Georgia. This after severe weather drilled the plains and the Mississippi Valley this week. Storms including what meteorologists called preliminary tornadoes damaged homes in Louisiana yesterday. President Biden is signing executive actions aimed at new gun restrictions.
To turn pain into purpose and demand that we take the action that gives meaning to the word enough.
Biden also tapping a big gun control advocate to lead the ATF. David Chipman was a veteran at the ATF before joining a gun control group. Chipman saying at one point in time that new gun buyers in their own mind may think they're competent, but they're really putting themselves and their families in danger. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
First-time unemployment claims rose last week to 744,000. Mark Hamrick is with Bankrate.com. He says the increase of 16,000 over the previous week's adjusted report is tied directly to the fact that businesses are still suffering because of the ongoing economic issues related to the pandemic.
So it's not totally surprising to see this sort of one step back, one step sideways, and occasionally one step forward with the economy. But this isn't the direction we want to see these new claims going. And I do think, you know, longer term, we will see further improvement.
All schools across America should be fully open for in-person learning by the fall. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who told ABC News that schools can reopen their doors even if students and staff members aren't fully vaccinated. She said there will be a few vaccines authorized for use in children over the age of 12 by the summer. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
An update on a tragedy in South Carolina.
A doctor, his wife, their two young grandchildren, and a handyman were among those murdered Wednesday evening at a home in York County, South Carolina. They died as a result of gunshot wounds, according to York County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Trent Ferris.
We're shocked that this type of incident happened in our area in Rock Hill, especially with the amount of people who were involved. We have found the person we believe is responsible, and we are with them at this time.
A sixth victim remains in the hospital. Philip Adams, a former National Football League cornerback who played six seasons in the league with six different teams, has reportedly been identified as the gunman. Mr. Adams turned the gun on himself just after midnight. Adams was a defensive back for the teams including San Francisco 49ers, Atlanta Falcons, and had recently been a patient of the deceased doctor. Rock Hill is about 25 miles south of Charlotte, North Carolina. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wyoming Republican Governor Mark Gordon signed into law the Born Alive Act, which requires doctors to provide care for babies who survive a botched abortion. The legislation reading in part, any physician performing an abortion shall take medically appropriate and reasonable steps to preserve the life and health of an infant born alive. More news can always be found online by checking out usaradio.com or on Facebook as well. Check us out at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now. Hi.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A cliffside brush fire next to Interstate 15 on Tuesday evening triggered multiple emergency calls for an incident that is believed to have been human-caused. Authorities say a man accidentally shot his friend in the back while target shooting at the Iron County shooting range at the Three Peaks Recreational Area on Monday. The incident marked the second shooting-related injury at the range in as many days. As COVID-19 restrictions ease, a Cedar City couple married 67 years can now visit in person again. And a new study shows that drought-breaking rains are becoming more rare and erratic in the western U.S. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, breezy and 82 today, breezy and 48 tonight, sunny and 79 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
When you really want to ban guns, but everyone's buying guns with their stimulus checks.
Tyranny. It's not as easy as it looks.
The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. In fact, you know George Carlin, so that had a lot spicier, spicier language, for sure. It's true. What he said was true. I don't agree with everything he said. He was a hardcore liberal progressive. But then he started talking about both sides. It was nice to see that a little bit. So there's a few clips I can play that I would agree with George Carlin. But boy, he sure nailed it on that one, didn't he? Welcome to the show. Uncle Milty will be back on Tuesday. So I'm really glad to hear that. Yay! So much fun to bounce stuff off of Uncle Milty, and I love having him here. He's a huge part of this show, so that'll be a lot of fun to have him back on Tuesday. And so much to talk about in this hour, of course. You know, the reason I played that too was because 75%, it seems, if you believe the polls, are interested in possibly having a recall measure for politicians. How do you feel about that? I'd love to kick Romney to the curb, but I really would. I'd love to kick Spencer Cox to the curb. I don't think they're doing anything in the best interest of our state. I think many of them are not doing anything for us as far as our liberty goes. And so where do you fall on that? I would love to, you know, I know they took a poll, but polls to me are sort of... you could take it or leave it kind of mentality. And so I would love to know what you think about the recall. 888-673-1450. Because I know everything we do can bite us as well. You know, you get somebody that's liberty driven and the crowd seeks to, you know, recall them. And that would be a shame too. But it would be nice to get rid of Romney. I don't understand how, as a state, we allowed him to be in office, or Spencer Cox, for that matter. I did want to mention on Saturday, it's only 2 days away. Starting at noon, the Liberty event over at Red Lion Hotel, you're going to love this. And so many speakers. This is a place to really gather. If you want to get inspired and you want to understand how we can all come together and how we can sort of beat this, try to understand how to beat this. This is a great opportunity to come to this. The tickets are $10. You can go to libertyactioncoalition.us, not .com, .us, and you can find out more about that. And I would love to see you there. Love to meet you. And as far as that goes, bring your spouse, bring friends, bring your family. I think teenagers really need to hear what the speakers have to say. I'll be speaking, and I promise it'll be such a fantastic event. Please come. So that's Red Lion starting at noon, and that's for registration starting at noon to come in, and from noon to one, and then it starts, I think, at one. All right. There's a couple things I want to mention. As far as the recall, you can call up about that. It's fine. We're going to be talking about gun control. The measures are out from Biden doing an executive order, of course, like he said he would. We knew he would. And Congress isn't going to stop him. Isn't that fun? So we'll talk about that a little bit more in the next hour. Don Fotheringham will join me in the last hour. I always love a great visit from Don because the insight that he has, he's so sharp. And he is, of course, one of my very, very few heroes. And so I cannot wait to have Don on in the last hour. Tomorrow, I have the person, Jim is coming from weathermodificationhistory.com, and you might want to take a glance over there before tomorrow's show. It's kind of like your homework, and we'll take callers tomorrow. So I want to make sure that we can get your call in if you have good questions, short questions, hopefully, but I would love to take your calls tomorrow on that. We're going to be talking a lot more about HAARP. We did kind of the introductory. I want to talk a little bit more about that with him. Go to Weather Modification History. You'll love that site too, by the way. All right. Also, seemysmile.org. Get those masks off your kids. When they breathe in the phthalates and the polymers all day long, they're breathing all that in all day, and they're breathing in ammonia, which is a hormone disruptor. It's a hormone disruptor. And we're doing this to our kids every day, all day, 8 hours. Can you imagine? I can't. So please, please. And also the ammonia is known to cause cancer. This is so bad, you guys. So bad on every level. Please, I'm begging you. Take off the masks. IHC actually put up, I don't know why they're doing this. They actually put up on Facebook, basically the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be available. Come and take it, okay? Can you believe this? And then, of course, I came across two young adults died following Johnson & Johnson experimental vaccinations. Benjamin Goodman, 32, took the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, got a severe headache and fell asleep. He was awakened by seizures, died in the early morning, less than 24 hours after taking the jab. He reportedly took the vaccine because he was worried about travel passes. Vaccine passports. You guys, we don't have these yet. Why is everybody using that as the excuse? It's so strange to me. Anyway, being used in New York. And so Desiree Penrod, 25-year-old preschool teacher, took the same Johnson & Johnson vaccine in early March. She wrote on Facebook, "The vaccine is killing me today. My arm hurts beyond exhausted, headaches, stomach cramps, earaches. Multiple people told me I look pale today. Yesterday I was fine, but today it's taking a toll on me." Facebook flagged her post with a message about COVID-19 vaccines undergoing thorough testing procedures before being approved, dismissing her complaints over the effects of the injection. They're doing this a lot. They're just going, "Oh, that's just coincidence. You must have just caught something. That's not, no. And if it is, it's so mild." She died 6 days later. Oh, it's just so sad to me to see this happen. So sad. So I wanted to let you know, as IHC is, you know, pimping the vaccine to everybody, especially the Johnson & Johnson, there are not good things going on with Johnson & Johnson's shot, any of the shots. And then, of course, we had the big mix-up. Yeah, the big mix-up of ingredients. And so this is why you are going to not be able to get a vaccine if you want one. They actually did a mix-up on the ingredients. Don't you feel so safe right now and cuddly and just warm all over? Like, wow, they're really know what they're doing, and they are pushing this on you guys and marketing it to you. and they have a full ingredient mix-up.
Wow.
Yeah, at the Baltimore factory. I can't even imagine, because I can go back to polio and know that they sent out, you know, 90 million doses of infected polio. Kidney disease from the monkeys, infected polio, and they didn't care. Oh, gosh. So what do? Just get caught? And also, Salt Lake County health officials want you to know that even though the mask mandate ends, right? On Saturday, for the state, they're just going to continue on telling you to mask up. So they said, well, you know, they want you to keep wearing the mask in Salt Lake. Yeah. Issuing a public health order is no small task, they said. Can you even believe this? I can't. A public health order is rarely used. It's for imminent circumstances. Look around you. Oh, gosh. All right. So, I'm not quite sure what to think about Salt Lake. I don't go there a lot. I don't know about you, but I do not go up there. It's really hard for me to go up to Salt Lake City. It is such a different city than the rest of the state. And maybe the people there just love it. Maybe they feel all coddled by their, you know, like just warm hugs by their health officials and their strange wingnut mayor. But I just can't go up there very much anymore. It's just too hard. I think you can tell the difference. And I'm sure you listening out there probably have a city like this in your state that you just probably don't go near anymore. It's so overrun with these insane people. The Stasi. It's bizarre. So I can't go there anymore. I just can't. But you know what? Didn't you kind of feel like they would hang on? Didn't you kind of feel that they would stay the course? Lucky us. When I come back, I want to ask you about, of course, Biden exploring, just like he was going to explore writing an executive order for gun control, exploring $50,000 in college loan debt wiped out per person. Yeah. Or sorry, 50,000. Did I say 50 million? $50,000 in college loan debt wiped out. Up to that amount. Who do you think is going to pay for all that? You and me. Lucky us. And no one's going to stop him. Right? All right. I will come back and I want to open the phone lines for that. I also want to talk probably a little bit about gun control, too. In any case, get over to Dr. Diet. You can drop some weight before the summertime. You can look really good in your clothing. They have a wonderful staff. They have appetite suppressants and B12 shots and metabolic boosters and things to really get you going. You're going to love them. And make sure that you tell them that we sent you. Go over to Dr. Diet. 628 Diet is the phone number. And this is the place. If you really want to get it done and you don't want to just toy around with the 5-pound loss, 5-pound gain again, you know, as you've been doing for years, go over to Dr. Diet. On St. George Boulevard. Just do it. Just do it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hi, guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic in St. George. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction? Are you frustrated because the intimacy in your relationship has diminished? Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has the answer. We use the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown by Cambridge, to repair damaged blood vessels and get your blood flowing where you want it, when you want it. We've helped thousands of men get off the pill and restore those younger years in the bedroom, and we can help you too. If you're ready to put a stop to your erectile dysfunction with proven technology. Call us right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. Plus an enhanced gift proven to produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $550 value, totally free to those that call us right now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now and throw those pills away. 435-922-7000.
Folks, after the year we've had, I think it's time to clear the air. And installing an air scrubber with A-Dash Zion Mechanical can do just that. Using certified space technology, the air scrubber uses ionized particles that attack contaminants in the air and can easily be installed within an hour into your existing air system. What that means is it immediately starts scrubbing the air in your home from viruses, bacteria, mold, and even cleans your air ducts. Take that, science fiction. So call A-Dash Zion Mechanical at 435-680-9180 and ask about the air scrubber today. A-Dash Zion Mechanical. Their goal is your happiness.
You've worked hard to have enough money and peace of mind in retirement, but things don't always go according to plan. Sometimes you need a little more money to get by, and that's where the good folks at Abide come in. Whether it's paying off debt, setting up a rainy day fund, or doing some updates to your home, the new reverse mortgage might be your solution. Our programs are safe, secure, and designed to help you live a better retirement in the comfort of your own home. Visit us today at GetARereverse.com and see what a reverse mortgage might do for you. No contact information is required, and while you're there, be sure to get a copy of our helpful reverse mortgage guide. Start living a better retirement today by visiting us at GetARereverse.com. That's GetARereverse.com, or call us at 435-525-2949. Again, that's 435-525-2949. Must be at least 62 years old and MLS ID 1791641.
Would you love a new kitchen or bathroom but don't know how to afford it? Heritage Reverse Mortgage can help you access the money you need for that remodel project. It will transform your home into the home you love. Call Heritage Reverse Mortgage for financing options. We can also connect you with one of our contractor partners who specialize in remodels and will bring your dream to life. Call 435-359-9000 or visit us at heritagereversemortgage.com. NMLS number 1497455. Not all borrowers will qualify.
This is Dr. Red, chiropractic physician with Red River Health and Wellness. Are you suffering with fatigue, brain fog, headaches, intestinal issues, weight gain, and you haven't been able to find any answers?
I was struggling with constantly being hot, struggling with not sleeping, being able to fall asleep, stay asleep, or even wake up the next morning. I had very high levels of inflammation and memory loss. Memory loss was the scariest part.
Red River Health and Wellness can help you.
The sleep improved. My memory is coming back. Every time I remember something, I still get really excited. I go walking every morning now, which I've never done before. I've always really wanted to be that type of person that wakes up early enough to enjoy the sunrise. I get to do that every morning now.
Our goal is to teach you and educate you so you know how to manage your condition a lot more effectively and you know what to do and what not to do for the rest of your life. With our satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Call for a free consultation or visit our website at redriverhealthandwellness.com.
Call Red River today.
Lionsgate has
given me my family back.
A whole new outlook on life.
Gave me a little bit of self-worth.
Shown me how to be comfortable in my own skin.
Been one of the biggest blessings in my life.
So many gifts.
The most important thing I learned in treatment was acceptance.
Honesty. I feel true joy.
Happiness. I get to live a life that I'm proud of.
My favorite thing about Lionsgate is to get to know my true authentic self.
We are people in recovery. Helping people find recovery.
St. George Water Heaters understands the worst thing to come home to is water everywhere. Their superb, well-trained courtesy technician has the proper equipment to get the job done right the first time. And with the same day or at least 24-hour response time, your water heater's problems can be resolved. Protect your investment with a courteous, trustworthy water heater man from St. George Water Heaters. At the same great rates, even if it's late. Call 772-9677 or stgeorgewaterheaters.com. Vetted by Angie's List and Home Advisor.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Deep in the heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon. that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Ana sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said? Come and take it.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So glad you tuned in today. By the way, Chris Ann Hall today as well. I can't wait to hear from her too. So Chris Ann Hall and Don Fotheringham on the show today. Tomorrow, I have a weather modification history. We're going to be talking to Jim from that site. And boy, he's got a lot of knowledge on HAARP. And then also make sure you do your homework tonight so you can have some questions tomorrow. Really good questions. And then also Investigator Dave joins me on the tail end of the Friday show. So excited for that. And of course, if you're looking for property management, make sure you go over to Caldwell Banker Property Management. They are so good at what they do. They can help with the tax preparation, accounting, performing inspections, evictions, disputes, moving out tenants, enforcing rules, collecting rent, all the stuff you don't want to do, even taking the phone calls. Isn't that great? I love these guys. And you know what? A lot of people want to own a property. They just don't want to have to go through all of this. Well, let them handle it for you. Matt over at Caldwell Banker Property Management, he's the best to work with in the whole industry, in the whole valley here. And I'm telling you, these guys get it done. Caldwell Banker Property Management, excellent, excellent company. 272-4699, 272-4699. Also, get over and get a Bullfrog hot tub because you know you're going to love it. And because it's going to be so easy to operate and it hardly costs a thing, actually, to always have it hot and ready. About $25 a month, I think. And it is. It's a really wonderful thing to have. Make sure that you're getting one. It'll help you with stress, I promise. Go over to Tropical. They are highly rated and amazing. They'll help you. 40 years of experience. Love those guys. So what I want to do, we're going to be talking a lot about the Second Amendment in the next hour, and I want to talk about the guns that were used in the different things, because this is the catalyst, right? Oh, the gun violence, oh, mass shooters, right? Because of the false flags. So I want to describe what guns have been used, and I also want to talk a little bit about David Chipman, who is now the ATF, or as Biden says, the AFT. The guy cannot complete a sentence. Anyway, wow. And so we'll talk about him, some roles that he played in. There's so much there I want to unpack that I think I'll probably leave that for the next hour. But I wanted to play a couple of clips, too, that have always been something that have made me kind of sit back and think about things a little bit. So let me share this with you. This is Louis C.K. Everything's amazing and no one's happy. Whenever I need a shot of gratitude, because I do have a lot of gratitude, I have a lot of gripes, but I do have gratitude today for all the things I do have in my life because I'm a citizen of this country and because, you know, I was raised well and well, I'm grateful. What can I say? But I love this clip. It's kind of a good reminder of, oh my gosh, look at us. Louis C.K., everything's amazing and no one's happy. Here you go.
Because everything is amazing right now and nobody's happy. Like, in my lifetime, the changes in the world have been incredible. When I was a kid, we had a rotary phone. We had a phone that you had to stand next to, and you had to dial it.
Yes.
You realize how primitive? You're making sparks in a phone, and you actually would hate people with zeros in their numbers because it was more like, right. Oh, this guy's got two zeros. Screw that guy. Why do I want to? And then if they called and you weren't home, the phone would just ring lonely by itself. And then if you wanted money, you had to go in the bank for when yes. It was open for like 3 hours. You had to stand in line, write yourself a check like an idiot. And then when you ran out of money, you just go, well, I can't do any more things now.
Right.
I can't do any more
things. That's it, yeah.
That was it. And even if you had a credit card, the guy would go, ugh, and he'd bring out this whole shunk, and he'd write,
yes.
Oh, you'd have to call the president to see if you have any money. And
it's all true, kids. You had to call the president, yeah. It was ridiculous.
Yes.
Do you feel that we now, in the 21st century, we take technology for granted?
Well, yeah, because now we live in an amazing, amazing world, and it's wasted on the crappiest generation of just spoiled idiots that don't care, because this is what people are like now. They got their phone, and they're like, it won't. Give it a second. It's going to space. Can you give it a second to get back from space? is the speed of light too slow for you? I was on an airplane, and there was internet, high-speed internet on the airplane. That's the newest thing that I know exists. And I'm sitting on the plane, and they go, open up your laptop. You can go on the internet. And it's fast, and I'm watching YouTube clips. I'm in an airplane. And then it breaks down, and they apologize. The internet's not working. The guy next to me goes, this is bull****. Like, how quickly the world owes him something.
Yes.
He knew existed only 10 seconds ago.
Right. Right.
And on planes, flying is the worst one because people come back from flights and they tell you their story. And it's like a horror story. They act like their flight was like a cattle car in the 40s in Germany. That's how bad they make it sound.
Right.
They're like, it was the worst day of my life. First of all, we didn't board for 20 minutes. And then we get on the plane, and they made us sit there on the runway for 40 minutes. We had to sit there. Oh, really? What happened next? Did you fly through the air incredibly like a bird? Did you partake in the miracle of human flight, you non-contributing zero? That you got to fly? You're flying! It's amazing! Everybody on every plane should just constantly be going, oh my God! Wow!
Yes!
You're flying. You're sitting in a chair in the sky.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's right. Now Lily.
But it doesn't go back a lot. And it's not really. You know, here's the thing. People, like, they say there's delays on flights. Delays, really? New York to California in 5 hours. That used to take 30 years to do that. And a bunch of you would die on the way there and have a baby. You'd be a whole different group of people by the time you got there. Now you watch a movie and you take a dump in your home.
There's that. Anyway, that clip always reminds me that, oh my gosh, everything is we live in an amazing time, in a hard time, but also an amazing time. There's also one I want to share with you, if I can. This one is actually about forgiveness. She was in a medical experiment in a cattle car in the 40s, as Louis C.K. was talking about. And her story is very real. Eva Moses Kaur. I love the story because it teaches us about forgiveness and it teaches us about what governments can do to people, what they allow. Here you go. This is her story. And let me get this up. Here we go.
1934, one of a pair of twins, Miriam and I, were the third and fourth children in the family. We lived in a very small village in Transylvania, Romania. We got down from the cattle car. People were selected to live or to die. People crying, pushing, shoving, dogs barking, trying to make some sense of that place. And I actually turned around in trying to figure out what is that place. Never seen a place like that before. And as I turned around, I realized that my father and my two older sisters were gone. Never saw them again. We were holding on to mother for dear life. A Nazi was running in the middle of that selection platform, yelling in German, twins, twins. He noticed us and demanded to know if we were twins. And my mother asked, is that good? And the Nazi said, yes. My mother said, yes. At that moment, another Nazi came, pulled my mother to the right. We were pulled to the left. We were crying. She was crying. And all I ever remember is seeing my mother's arms stretched out in despair as she was pulled away. I never even said goodbye to her, but I did not understand that this would be the last time that we would see her. And all that took, 30 minutes from the time we got down from the cattle car and my whole family was gone, only Miriam and I were left holding hands and crying. We were Mengele twins, which we found out later on what that meant.
He was known as the Angel of Death, performing experiments on twins. His mission was...
Mengele would count us every morning, and he wanted to know how many guinea pigs he had this day. I was used in two types of experiments. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they would put me naked in a room with my twin sister and many other twins up to 8 hours a day. They would measure every part of my body, compare it to my twin sister, and then compare it to chart. On alternate days, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, they would take us to a blood lab. They would tie both of my arms to restrict the blood flow, take a lot of blood from my left arm, and give me a minimum of 5 injections in the right arm. The content of those injections, we didn't know then, nor do we know today. After one of those injections, I became very ill with a very high fever. My legs and arms were swollen and very painful. I was trembling as the August sun was burning my skin, and I had huge red spots covering my body. The next visit to the blood lab, they didn't tie my arms. Instead of that, measure my fever. And I was immediately taken to the hospital. The hospital was another barrack, but it was filled with people who looked to me more dead than alive. Next morning, Mengele came in with 4 other doctors, never ever examined me. He looked at my fever chart, and then he declared, "Too bad. She's so young. She has only 2 weeks to live." For the following 2 weeks, I have only one clear memory: crawling on the barrack floor because I no longer could walk, and crawling to reach a faucet with water at the other end of the barrack. And as I was crawling, I would fade out in and out of consciousness, telling myself, "I must survive, I must survive." After 2 weeks, my fever broke, and I felt immediately a lot stronger. It took me another 3 weeks before my fever chart showed normal. Miriam, when I got back, she was sitting on the bed, staring into space. When I asked her, "What happened to you?" she said, "I cannot talk about it. I will not talk about it."
I'll be right back. More on that story. That was in 1944. And I'll be right back. KateDalyRadio.com.
Of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
It's an awesome product. I've got my uncle on it, my mom on it. I've got 4 or 5 of my best friends from high school on it. They all have their own little story to tell about this product. So kudos, it's just an amazing product.
I'm a food delivery driver. I drive semis and I unload up to 1,000 cases of food by hand every day. And what this has done for me, it has been my attention span, my energy, and my focus. I can just feel it in my body.
At Balance of Nature, customer success is our success. Let's hear from some of our employees.
I love the fact that I can come to my job every day and help our customers achieve the health goals that they want to attain. Every time I hear a success story, it brings a smile to my face and automatically improves my mood. Customer success is our success, and that just makes me very happy when I hear that they are succeeding on their health goals.
Come and grow with us. Apply today by going to balanceofnature.com/careers.
My buddy the plumber. My buddy, yeah. My buddy the plumber. St. George.com.
Has your career been clogged? Do you want a career that will take you down the toilet with lots of cash? Are you a plumber wanting an opportunity to grow with the fastest growing company in Southern Utah? Get in the pipeline now with My Buddy the Plumber. Act fast, highest pay in the industry, medical, vision, and dental.
My buddy the plumber. My buddy, yeah. My buddy the
at stgeorge.com.
Are you worried about your parents' finances in retirement? Heritage Reverse Mortgage is changing lives with the new HECM Reverse Mortgage. Guidelines have changed dramatically in recent years, and reverse mortgages have become one of the best financial planning tools available. If you know someone that needs help to live better in retirement, we have the solution. Call now for a free informational DVD, 435-359-9000, or visit heritagereversemortgage.com. NMLS number 1497455. Not all borrowers will qualify.
Springtime is a great time to dump your old mattress for the latest in sleep tech. Hi, this is Justin from the Mattress Store, and the latest in sleep tech is in. Save up to $300 on Tempur-Pedic, $400 on Stearns & Foster, and our best price on America's number one best-selling hybrid. Hurry into our four Southern Utah locations today or chat with us online at stgeorgemattress.com. Voted best of Southern Utah. Bluff by Ace Hardware. Bloomington by the Walmart. Washington next to Best Buy, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody!
Guys, don't wait any longer. Now is the time to take care of that ED problem once and for all. Call Prolong Medical Center right now to get a free consultation and $800 off your treatment. Get your questions answered with a free consultation and $800 off your treatment. Prolong Medical Center of St. George uses shockwave therapy and a custom combination of other treatments to ensure your success. Call now, 435-412-5160. That's 435-412-5160. And get $800 off your treatment for a limited time.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Have you heard of teeth in a day? Did you know teeth in a day actually means they attach a set of dentures called temporary to your dental implants for 6 to 10 months before you get your final set of teeth? At Nuvia Dental Implant Center, our revolutionary new protocol and technology allows us to give you permanent teeth in 24 hours. Before getting dental implants anywhere else, let us show you the difference. Get your permanent set of teeth in 24 hours at Nuvia. Go to nuviasmiles.com/radio to learn more.
After months of anticipation, COVID-19 vaccinations are now available for all adults in the community at Four Points Health Centers. An important step in fighting this pandemic is to become vaccinated. Individuals must fill out an easy 4-question online registration form to reserve their vaccine. Registered individuals will be contacted by staff from the clinic nearest to their home address to schedule an appointment. The vaccine is available at all Four Points Health Center locations in Cedar City, Ivins, and St. George. Four Points Health accepts most insurance, and many plans now cover the COVID-19 vaccination. Individuals without coverage will be charged a small administration fee. Four Points Health is also offering rapid COVID testing at all locations with results in just 15 minutes. Four Points Health Center's mission is providing high-quality health care for both adults and children, regardless of insurance status. They are a community health center open and available to all. A new year can be a healthy year for you and your family. Register for your COVID-19 shot today at fourpointshealth.org.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
See the love that's sleeping while my guitar gently weeps.
Hi there, welcome back. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I'm sharing you with a I'm sharing with you a story of a woman who was born in 1934 and was in a cattle car, found herself in a cattle car with her family, separated from her family, and only her and her twin sister lived, and were experimented on by the government and Bengali. So I want to play the rest of her story. It's so intriguing, and it also she also talks a lot about forgiveness. So many things in this story. But she kept trying to ask her twin sister while she was thought she was dying and she was so close to death, what was her twin sister doing? And her twin sister had a hard time talking about it. But they found out that she had been given those injections and nobody knew what was in them until she started having severe kidney problems after the birth of her second child. So here you go. Here's more about their story.
She said she was taken back to the labs, injected with many injections that made her feel very sick. As we found out years later, when she grew up, got married in Israel, expected her first child, she developed severe kidney infections that did not respond to any antibiotic. Second pregnancy in 63, the infection got so bad that the Israeli doctor studied her, and they found out that Miriam's kidneys never grew larger than the size of a 10-year-old child. So I begged Miriam that not to have any more children, because every pregnancy was a life crisis. But she had a third child, and after the third child was born, her kidneys started to deteriorate, and by 1987, they failed. At which time, I donated my left kidney. I had two kidneys and one sister, so it was an easy choice. But a year later, she developed cancerous polyps in the bladder. The doctors kept asking me to find our Auschwitz files. We never found our files. We never found out what was injected into our bodies. Miriam died June 6, 1993. Months after Miriam died, I received a telephone call from a professor at Boston who said he heard me speak and he would like me to go to Boston and speak. And when I came there, it would be nice if I could bring a Nazi doctor. I was stunned at such a question. And when I thought about it, I remembered that the last project that Miriam and I worked together before she died was 1992. And was a documentary done by German television about the Mengele twins. And in that documentary, there was a Nazi doctor from Auschwitz. And I figured if he was alive in 92, he might be alive in 93. So I got his telephone number, I called him, and invited him to Boston. But he told me he was not willing to go to Boston. But he was willing to meet with me at his house in Germany.
She arrived in 1993 at his home. Dr. Munch was his name.
And I didn't plan to ask him any of these questions. Suddenly, I am asking him, you were in Auschwitz. Did you ever walk by a gas chamber? Did you ever go inside the gas chamber? Do you know how the gas chamber operated? And he said, He said, this is the nightmare that I live with every single day of my life, and went on describing the operation of the gas chamber. He was stationed outside, looking through a peephole while the gas was coming down and people were dying. When everybody was dead and nobody moved, he knew that they were dead, and he signed one death certificate. No names, just the number of people that were murdered. And I asked him to go with me to Auschwitz in 1995, when we would observe 50 years to the liberation of the camp. Because I wanted him to sign a document, just what he told me, but I wanted it signed at the ruins of the gas chamber in Auschwitz. And he agreed immediately. I will have an original document signed by a Nazi. And if I ever met a revisionist who said the Holocaust didn't happen, I could take that document and shove it in their face. I wanted to thank this Nazi doctor for his willingness to document the gas chamber operation. I didn't know how to thank a Nazi. I didn't tell anybody about it because even to me it sounded strange. I didn't want anybody to change my mind. After 10 months, one morning I woke up and the following simple idea popped into my head. How about a letter of forgiveness from me to Dr. Munch? I knew immediately that he would like it, and that was a meaningful gift. A Auschwitz survivor gives him a letter of forgiveness to a Nazi doctor. But what I discovered for myself was life-changing. I discovered that I had the power to forgive. No one could give me that power. No one could take it away. It was all mine to use in any way I wished. And that became an interesting thing, because as a victim of almost 50 years, I never thought that I had any power over my life. Now, I began writing a letter, and I didn't know how to write a letter of forgiveness. And it took me 4 months to write it. And then I thought somebody might read it, and my diction in English is good, my spelling is not. So I wanted my former English professor to correct my spelling. So I called her. We met 3 times. And 3rd time she said to me, "Now, Eva, very nice, you forgive this Dr. Munch. Your problem is not with Dr. Munch. Your problem is with Dr. Mengele." I was not quite ready to forgive Mengele. She said to me, "Okay, I have been meeting with you, correcting your letters. Now I want you to do me a favor. When you go home tonight, pretend that Mengele is in the room and you are telling him that you forgive him. Because I want to find out how would it make you feel if you could do that." Interesting idea, I thought. And when I got home, actually, I did something else. I picked up a dictionary and wrote down 20 nasty words, which I read clear and loud to that make-believe Mengele in the room. And at the end, I said, "In spite of all that, I forgive you." Made me feel very good that I, the little guinea pig of 50 years, even had the power over the angel of death of Auschwitz. So that is the way we arrived in Auschwitz. Dr. Munch came with his son, daughter, and granddaughter. I took my son and my daughter. I read my declaration of amnesty, which is a very good document. And I signed it. Dr. Munch signed his document. I felt free, free from Auschwitz, free from Mengele. So now that I have forgiven him, I knew that most of the survivors denounced me, and they denounce me today also. But what is my forgiveness? I like it. It is an act of self-healing, self-liberation, self-empowerment. All victims, all hurt, feel hopeless, feel helpless, feel powerless. I want everybody to remember that we cannot change what happened. That is the tragic part. But we can change how we relate to it.
It's a great story. There's so many things in that story to even comment on, isn't there? Her forgiveness for Dr. Mengele, her what she went through because of government power. They were able to do those things. They had been given so much power, they were able to do those things. And I look around right now, and I think truly one of my biggest hopes is that those that are so adamant about taking this vaccine, this experiment right now, please, I'm asking you, if you have even a twinge that you have even a concern about it, maybe you're only doing it because, you know, the hospital told you to do this, or the doctor, or your friends are all in, you know, all on board the COVID train and you want to be right there with them. Don't be somebody that says you should go do that to somebody else, because you don't know where we're going to land in a couple of years from taking this shot. And I want people to be really cognizant of the fact that, and me too, if I'm saying don't take it, I better be darn sure that I know what I'm talking about, right? Well, I am. I've done that much homework. So I am very secure in the knowledge I have about this particular genetic shot experiment that they're doing. Everything inside of me says, do not take this shot. All my research says, do not take this shot. And do you want to have to be in a position where somebody comes and has to forgive you someday for the damage that that shot does? I hope not. But I just feel like we need to take a big breath and realize, you know, that there's two different camps going on. And the camp for the vaccine are demonizing those that are against it. Ask them why they're against it. Don't just demonize them. I feel so strongly about this. I can't even tell you. It's almost like I just, there's not a single doubt in my mind. And it's by the power of government. If they're able to put this through as a mandate, our body autonomy is gone. We're no better than the situation that she was in with Dr. Mengele. We're no better off because our bodies are not our own if this goes through, right? If something like that goes through. So yeah, they'll try to take away everything fun, but I have a feeling there'll come a point where they'll try to mandate it. And I just don't want to be put in that position. I don't want to be put in a position where I have to forgive, and don't be in a position where somebody has to forgive you for pushing something that's experimental. Whatever your motives are, whatever they are, money, job, got to keep my job. I mean, whatever it is, I hope that our humanness comes out for each other, that our kindness towards each other and our love for each other, that we would not want to inflict anything on each other that would be as harmful as this. And I do believe it's extremely harmful. So I played that for several reasons. Number one, it shows you a lot about forgiveness. It's kind of an amazing story about that. If she was able to forgive that. Her whole family gone, right? And then also watch what we do, because a lot of these people either A, thought that they were doing the right thing, B, they were doing it because they wanted to keep their job, it was all because I was told to, and I just don't want to ever see us in those situations again. But we're going there quick. Look what this administration's doing right now. We haven't even had 3 months. I mean, my gosh. And look at all the things that they're doing. And it's hard for me because those that actually cheered this on, those that thought that this bobblehead would do a good job, these people in Congress, these awful, awful people in Congress, would care about you and do a good job and try to restore any liberty at all. I mean, these are the same people that are probably applauding him right now. Oh, he's doing a great job. Oh my gosh, it's horrific. Some of them even conservative people. They just had a vendetta for Trump. I just, there's so many lessons in that. And I want to remain grateful. I want to have gratitude. I also want to remember that that I want to show kindness to people. But I do feel very strongly after all the research, all the hours I've done, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind when I tell people, do not take this shot. Please do not take that shot. Please don't let your kids take it. I just don't ever want to be in that situation. I'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall, so you got to hang on. And then we'll finish out the show today with Don Fotheringham. I'm going to do some stuff on gun control in the second hour, and I would love some feedback from you, the listener. Please, 888-673-1450 is the phone number, and I'll be right back.
Hi. Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic in St. George. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction? Are you frustrated because the intimacy in your relationship has diminished? Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has the answer. We use the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown by Cambridge, to repair damaged blood vessels and get your blood flowing where you want it, when you want it. We've helped thousands of men get off the pill and restore those younger years in the bedroom, and we can help you too. If you're ready to put a stop to your erectile dysfunction with proven technology, call us right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free, plus an enhanced gift proven to produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $550 value, totally free to those that call us right now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now and throw those pills away. 435-922-7000.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George. 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KC.